This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rocked by a 6.4 earthquake on the Richter scale, houses collapsing, front porches, that kind of thing, chimneys fell down, a big, big, hairy mess. Speaking of big messes, so that's just days away for some people. Major winter storm that's going to bring snow and travel headaches for sure as we get closer to Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate Hanukkah. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us here on this show. Coming up this hour, Nail the Score. If you never heard of it, at the tail end of the show, it's a fun, fun game we play. I pick the game of the week in the NFL. Weeks are dwindling down in the season. So are your chances. You don't even have to like football. You're just calling in and guessing which team is going to win of the two teams I mentioned and what you think the final score will be. I have a powerful feeling that somebody is going to nail the score. We keep getting closer as we dance around those scores. You can call or email, and I'll give you all of those things coming up as we get closer to nail the score. But just be aware of the fact that we have nailed the score coming up. Plus, we're going to talk to Brian Sherman about mortgages. You know, we keep talking about the housing crisis that we had because of the interest rates that soared and some of the outrageous amount of money that people were willing to bid on some houses and why that happened and where it happened and all that kind of stuff. And Bank of America did an interesting look at housing. They do a deep dive in America's Home Buyers Insights report. So that B of A report, that's what Brian Sherman's going to tell us about. And also we're going to talk to Jeanette Contreras about opportunities for Hispanic people, those in the Latino community, to get health care if they don't have health care. But let's start with the fact that California, Northern California, was really, really rocked by an earthquake. When I first heard it, as I have so many friends that live in California, and I've lived in California myself when there was an earthquake, and I just felt the aftershocks, and I thought it was so crazy. I can't imagine being in the middle of this thing, and it was in Northern California. So you have no water, no power, damaged buildings. A lot of towns are struggling. And some of those towns include Chico, California, Humboldt County felt the rumblings big, 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 big time. You know, this is outside of San Francisco and just a little bit further north is a great way to describe it. The quake moved through Rio Dell, and so a lot of houses and other structures have that integrity damage that you have to worry about. About 150 people displaced by the earthquake. There were people that were taken to a school because it was structurally sound when the earthquake happened. And again, Northern California, 6.4, there were all kinds of emergency phone calls that came through in the aftermath of that because there were people that wanted to report that they thought they were trapped. Their house fell down. They had no power. They had no water. They were stuck. The quake was reported at about 2:30 in the morning, 7.5 miles southwest of a place called Ferndale, California. And it caused damage to structures in Eureka and some injuries, too. 70,000 customers are without power because of that. Shelves came off walls. Household items broke. Some people lost porches. It just depends where. But it's being described mostly, especially in Humboldt County, as a long, violent shake. So kitchen cabinets, bookshelves, that kind of stuff. People felt it fall over, felt the rumblings, that kind of, you know, that kind of deal. And it's a very big earthquake when you say 6.4. And, of course, there's going to be damage there. So that brings up the question that you always live with when you live in California. Are we getting ready for a big one? There's always that idea that the big one is around the corner, that it's so close. It's just a reminder that there are, or I think that there are earthquakes in California, and what do you do? And the answer is it happens and you're sound asleep, and you just pray that something doesn't fly off and hit you in the head. I mean, that's basically what one of my friends told me, that that's exactly what they're thinking. Please, oh, please don't be the one that knocks us out cold, because we can't even see what's happening in the middle of this. All right, we can see, and we do know, as we look at weather maps, and I've been looking at them all day long and talking to some of my favorite weather people, and there is no question that you're going to get blasted by some frigid air. Depending on where you live, it may be colder than normal. You might be used to cold weather, but how much below zero are you used to? You know, Northern Rockies, getting it on Tuesday and into Wednesday, happening now. South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, a little bit of snow there, frigid temperatures. And once you get outside the Midwest, we're talking about even heavier snow. The east, the eastern U.S. is going to be 20 to 30 degrees from one day to the next. So you go out, maybe you've got a light jacket and a little sweater underneath it, and the next day, you're dressed like you're ready to walk across Alaska in the middle of the night. I mean, seriously, that much of a difference. And here's the key thing. If you're driving to get somewhere for the holidays or you're flying, just be prepared. I talked about this the other night. What is your backup plan should something fall apart? Because if you're talking about blizzard conditions, that's going to be some big travel headaches. In a northern Missouri, parts of Wisconsin. People are listening to us in the great state of Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. Illinois, same thing. I mentioned that Chicago is going to just get crushed, and it already is getting crushed. So you got to also look for road closures, too. And whether it's snow or wind or these crazy temperatures, I mean, there's definitely weather that you're going to have to deal with. It's funny because who doesn't want a white Christmas? It just never seems to turn out that way, right? Okay, here's the wind and the frigid temperatures, or here's the snow. Oh, but it's gone before Christmas Day. I can't tell you how many places I've lived where that's happened, where the excitement was over the fact that, wow, we're getting snow, but then the snow disappeared, right? And that was pretty brutal. The fight to keep his taxes private might be over. I mean, it's crazy, but there's been so much conversation about this ever since Donald Trump was president. But a House committee voted Tuesday to publicly release some of Donald Trump's tax returns, despite the Republicans threatening to retaliate against President Biden and other Democrats. It's not known when the tax documents are going to become available. Lawmakers say personal information has to be redacted from the documents, and it could take at least a couple of days. What I wonder is, what are we going to see in there that's just going to blow our minds when you think of the wealth of Donald Trump that we know of course, and he's openly talked about bankruptcies. Are we going to see some shocking numbers or some things that we're super surprised about in looking at whatever is released, which will be, again, heavily redacted? Hang with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
A wealth management lending exec with Bank of America. And he joins us for some incredible insights on home buying, all part of this fascinating home buying insights report that just came out by B of A. So, Brian, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
So what did the B of A latest home buyer insights report really reveal about why there's a housing shortage, which we're talking about a lot on this show in the U.S.?
Yes, so there are 85 million owner-occupied homes in the United States. 70% of them are owned by Gen X and baby boomers. And what our survey told us is that 70% of them plan to or already have retired in the home they already own. That coupled with a decade of insufficient home building, pandemic where homeowners may have chosen to retire or downsize and didn't, and then the largest generation, the millennials, have started to settle down and buy houses. And all of that has created more demand than there is the supply.
Yeah. I want to go back to something you said. It's fascinating. Gen X and boomers planning to stay in their homes during retirement. Why is that?
Well, the survey told us that, they felt like they've built memories and raised their family in the home. 80% of them simply said, we like our home and we like it because we've spent a lot of time, making it the home we want it to be. So about 20% said they put a lot of work into it. Interestingly enough, the survey told us that 60% of them have done some sort of remodel or renovation that has now made this match their lifestyle. You couple that with high interest rate environment, affordability concerns, and then just with low inventory, can they find the home that they would want to be in?
Yeah. So there must be some advantages to this. How can they use it to their advantage?
Yeah, it's a great question, Kate. So throughout the pandemic, homeowners have seen $5 trillion in equity earned within their homes. And so what the survey told us is that these boomers and Gen Xers plan to utilize that equity, either tapping it through a home equity line of credit or some sort of a cash out refinance to live out their retirement dreams, to invest the earnings in something else. And then in some cases, to complete home renovations, maybe to prepare them for the lifestyle of retirement.
Interesting. So then it's always about, you know, fast forward to who comes next. You mentioned millennials briefly. What are Gen X and baby boomer homeowners doing to help the next generations?
Yeah, it's a great question. The survey basically told us that as their next generations are taking the step towards homeownership, they plan to give them money or in some cases maybe even give them their home to sell at a later time. Another third said that they intend to pass their home down to their next generation to live in. And interestingly enough, 12% said that they're going to offer the next generation to live together with them and create a multi-generational space.
Wow. So this is all good stuff. What advice do you have for the first-timers, the first-time home buyers hoping to get a
yeah.
place of their own?
Well, I think that to any first-time home buyer who's hearing that, you know, home prices are up, rates have increased, and inventory is low, many of them may be thinking this may be the time just to sit on the sideline and wait. You know, what we always encourage people to understand is that there is no right time to buy. The right time to buy is when you are emotionally and financially ready to do it. There is absolutely no new reason to ever rush into homeownership. So we always recommend that you start out by, you know, engaging with a real estate professional in your local market, a mortgage professional in your local market, and tap into some of the resources that exist in your local market, like nonprofits who offer home buyer education courses, or financial institutions like Bank of America who offer an online education series to help you prepare for homeownership.
Yeah, that's all great. Where can our listeners go to learn more?
Yeah, listeners can go to the mortgage section of the bankofamerica.com website.
Yeah, perfect. Brian Sherman, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great information, especially as we rock and roll in different directions when it comes to home buying and what's happening with those that are staying and what he said with millennials versus boomers, et cetera, is pretty interesting. Also interesting, I got to, you know, tip my cap, actually, to Senator Rand Paul, because he really mocked that massive $1.7 trillion spending bill. There were some photos taken of him. He was showing off how many pages of this? 4,155. Are you kidding? Let me just say that again. 4,155. Come on. Who is going through that? Who is pouring through all of those? So in it, we do know $858 billion is in defense spending, $772.5 billion in non-defense discretionary spending, which that can be interesting, right? So we have the government funding running out, and we have, what, till the end of the week for the people who represent us, the lawmakers, to do something. I say this every year. It seems like every year we're talking about the same thing. What if I couldn't do a budget? What if you couldn't do a budget? What if you couldn't meet your bills? What would that be like? Granted, smaller scale, I get it. But give me a break. They know it's going to come down to this. $1.56 billion Customs and Border Protection, right? $339.6 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for non-detention border management requirements. And those funds are not allowed to be used to acquire, maintain, or extend border security technology and capabilities unless, therefore, improving the process. $3 million goes toward pollinator-friendly practices on roadsides and highway rights-of-way programs. I mean, I could go on and on about where some of this is all earmarked, right? It just seems to me that there has to be a way to get out that old red pen, slash some things, move some things around, and stop being ridiculous with all of this. But it comes down to what we say every single time, special interests. But who are the special interests? Are they representing my special interest or your special interests? You know, what do we really need? As Americans, where do we really need money to be allocated? Where do we need money to go? I'll tell you what, I've been to four cities this year where the homeless problem is so bad, it's chasing people away. And in some cases, some of these poor people are just destitute and not well. And yes, there are programs to try to help them, but there has to be a better way. I mean, there can't be money that specifically, you're not going to save everyone, but there can't be a way to do something about that. Downtown Seattle is being destroyed. I noticed it in parts of San Antonio, Texas. Also, of course, New York City. And it's tough. And how much money is being allocated where, except for in local communities? I'm not saying there's none, but I look at some of the other things that are being funded. Wow. I mean, that's, you just got to say. All right, I got to give you an update on this because this just makes my skin crawl. I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's sickening to me. I have friends who have teenagers getting ready to go to college, and this kind of scares them, right? About they want to live with their friends, they want to pledge a sorority or fraternity, or they want to be independent, or they want to do whatever they want to do. But the Idaho police finally say an abandoned white 2013 Hyundai Elantra that was found in Eugene, Oregon, is it related in the November 13 murders of the four University of Idaho students? No. So police responded to a 911 call. It was involved in a collision and impounded, but there were people that got excited that thought they had found the vehicle that everybody was looking for, right? In fact, I mentioned a homeless person was found sleeping in it, but it had nothing to do with what happened in Idaho. But for a few brief moments, I think a lot of people thought, oh, this is a break in the case. And you just see those smiling young faces, and I can't help but think, my God, what is going through the minds of their parents and parents of other college students? And, you know, we get all these tips. In fact, they have a tip line that's out, and they're getting hundreds and hundreds of tips every single day. But still, to our knowledge, no great cracks in this case, no breaks so far in this case whatsoever. So did the perpetrator just vanish into thin air? Health insurance, talking about it next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA. a news update. A 6.4 earthquake hit Northern California early this morning. The epicenter of the quake was actually out in the ocean, about 15 miles from the city of Fortuna.
The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
The California Highway Patrol has closed a bridge in Ferndale due to possible structural damage. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 25 million people across much of the central and northwestern United States, they're under wind chill alerts today. Heavy snow is expected in states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota. High temperatures will remain below zero. That's the word from the National Weather Service. More than 80% of the lower 48 states will experience temperatures well below freezing. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Think about this for a second. Nearly 11 million members of the U.S. Latinx community still don't have health coverage. What? For the first time, almost 9 in 10 people who sign up for a health plan in the ACC marketplace qualify for financial help. So that's great news. To sort it all out for us, Jeanette Contreras joins us, Project Director, Health Equity Campaigns. Thank you so much for coming on. This is so, so important, Jeanette.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation. It's incredible. Despite the historic lows of uninsured rate the U.S. has seen, the Latino community is still lagging behind. So thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So now what's happened? What's changed? What's the state of healthcare coverage? I just blushed over it for the Latinx community.
Yeah, so you mentioned that nearly 30% of the overall remaining uninsured are Latinos. And Latinos actually have the second highest rate of uninsurance of all the other racial ethnic groups. You know, more than 6 million Latinos are eligible for coverage, but they're not enrolled. And this is for plans like the ACA Marketplace or Medicaid. So it's really important that we, you know, make sure folks know that they're eligible to sign up.
Yeah, and I want to remind everyone, the ACA, Marketplace enrollment is open until January 15th, because I think a lot of times there's confusion about the date. So that's the great news, and that's why this conversation is so important. How does the Inflation Reduction Act create more affordable ACA Marketplace plan options this year for the people that we hope will jump on them?
Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act actually expanded the financial assistance for working families. So, like, it expanded the income brackets to allow more, like, middle-class families to get that tax subsidy, which is actually how it's applied to lower the health insurance plan. So, you know, families that were just, you know, outside of that bracket to get that tax subsidy are now in that bracket. They can now get some help with paying for the health insurance. And so, it's definitely helped to lower the cost of insurance for more people. And with that expanded premium insurance assistance, the Latinos now make up 1/3 of people who would qualify for a free plan.
Wow. How can somebody, because I know this is what's rattling around in some people's heads, how can somebody find out if they're eligible for financial help?
So healthcare.gov is the best place to go. They've got a ton of tools there where you can actually go online and shop for plans and prices before you even, initiate an enrollment application. And with the Latino community, we also, want to let folks know that, if you have an ITIN or a social security number, you're eligible to enroll. You're eligible to apply for financial assistance. And the Biden administration actually ended the Trump era public charge rule that would, have had the immigrant community considered a public charge, if they were to access health insurance through like Medicaid or an ACA plan. So that rule's been lifted. And so now our immigrant families can enroll in health plans without having to, without that fear of it's going to affect their immigration status.
Yeah. And one of the places you talk about, healthcare.gov, they can certainly go to that resource and they'll be able to compare plan options, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can even look at the plans available, what doctors are in that network within the plan, what your prescription drug coverage would be. It's a great shopping tool for folks. And you go in there and play. You don't even have to put your numbers, your name or phone number in there or anything. It's totally anonymous. So I like to say that because I think people think like, oh, I've got to give information before. Nope, you can totally shop and get all the information without having to commit to an application.
So at the end of this, again, for listeners, where can they go for more information?
They can, listeners that, want to get information about enrolling in a health plan can go to healthcare.gov. There's also a marketplace call center that's open 24/7. Phone number to call is 1-800-318-2596. But I want to leave folks with, I think, the most important place for them to look is that there are community-based organizations all over the country that are certified assisters. They're like certified to help people enroll in plans. And you can find one on by going to the internet, to the website localhelp.healthcare.gov, and search by zip code, city, state, and when you go in there, it'll pull up a list of community organizations that are working in your community to help people get enrolled.
Jeanette Contreras, Project Director, Health Equity Campaigns, United States U.S., thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Grandma might have gotten run over by a reindeer, but how about the family dog that got shipped to Saudi Arabia accidentally? Ooh, that's a big boo-boo, especially at holiday time. It is true, a Tennessee family is demanding answers after an airline mistakenly sent their Nashville-bound dog halfway across the world to Saudi Arabia. The family was actually moving from London to Tennessee. They discovered the snafu when they arrived at the airport in Nashville and were given the wrong dog. They said she wasn't in Nashville. They said their best guess, too, was she was in Saudi Arabia. And this is a 5-year-old beloved family rescue pup, Bluebell. After about an hour, airport staff sent her a photo of the woman, Madison Miller, and her family. Sent her a photo of Bluebell locked in her crate, confirming she was in the Middle Eastern Kingdom. Oh, don't worry, she's in Saudi Arabia. So she said she was already anxious about putting her on hours-long flights in the first place because she heard so many horror stories. And that's pretty upsetting. So there is an ending to this. For 3 days, she waited and waited and waited for her dog to be returned, her and her family. When they finally got her back after 3 flights, 63 hours, They said she changed into a completely different dog. They thought they'd get that reunion, you know, where your dog is jumping in your arms, licking your face, all that kind of thing. She came out of the crate hoping that she would be wagging and licking her face. It was the opposite. She bolted. They had to grab her because she was so horrified. They knew something was wrong. So problems have continued. She sits alone, cries, chewed through a floor, all kinds of things. And British Airways forwarded a request for comment to the cargo company, who apologized for the error, saying they take responsibility for the loved ones and they should have ensured she was back on her flight. Well, you screwed with the dog's head. So now what? So I guess it's time for a doggy psychologist. Seriously, that is a crazy, insane story. And you would think they would be very cautious with that, right? Look, kids and pets, you don't jack with that, right? Don't do it. Just don't do any kind of funny business there. And they obviously just brushed it off and didn't give two you-know-whats. And so I hope that family goes after British Airways big time. Why not? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a litigious person, but in this case, it's ridiculous. Document everything. Elon Musk, speaking of litigious, is going to step down as the Twitter CEO once he finds someone, he says, foolish enough to take the job. So he announced that he's going to step down. When that happens, he did this poll. He polled Twitter users on Sunday about whether or not he should continue to lead the platform that he paid, oh yeah, $44 billion for in October. He said, I will resign. I got to find the person. He tweeted this out to 122 million followers that he has. He says he'll just run the software and the server teams. That's it. Because overwhelmingly, people wanted him to step down. 57% of users wanted him to step down. More than 17 million votes were cast. They were not kind to Musk. And, you know, they know the story about him going off on employees, firing them, demanding loyalty, and all the crazy nonsense that ensued when he took over. I mean, look, he laid off half of the workforce. He suspended journalist accounts. And he even skipped paying rent on one of Twitter's San Francisco headquarters. His leadership has led to the release of internal documents that are called the Twitter files. And it gives you an inside look at the company's actions before he took over, right? And so all kinds of craziness in that. It was inevitable that people are going to say, step down. Step down and put somebody else in that spot anyway. Because why does he want to do that? To me, in a way, it's like owners who buy a football team, let's say an NFL team, and they want to do it all. They think because they play fantasy football that and they have lots and lots of money that they'll be good at making all these draft moves and they don't need the superior minds to help them that are more football strategically, let's say, endowed with that knowledge. And there have been some that have tried. Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, is great now. The first year he owned the team, he meddled too much. Daniel Snyder, who eventually will not be the Commanders owner, meddled too much in a lot of different ways. But on the football side, he meddled too much. A lot of people talk about Jerry Jones meddling too much with the Dallas Cowboys, and that's part of the problem there. So for Elon Musk, he has those flashes of brilliance, so why doesn't he just do what he does best and get out of the way? It just makes so much more sense. And I have to say this, as coming up, we've got Nail the Score. A tip of the cap, a big tip of the cap to Argentina. And, of course, they got a hero's welcome. Crowds, just massive crowds for the World Cup champs. Buenos Aires, just filled with people turning out for the victory parade after they beat France to win the World Cup. It was a brilliant, brilliant moment in sports. All right, coming up next, get ready to try and nail the score. I'm going to tell you how in just a few.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Come on, people. I want somebody to nail the score, for goodness sake. So all you have to do is call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or easy way to remember it, here's the third time, it's the charm, 855-266-KATE. You can also email the show. I know a bunch of you are working, and you email me, which is pretty cool. I won't tell anyone. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So here we are down to the nitty-gritty, a handful of weeks left before we're actually into Wild Card Weekend is January 12th, the week of January 12th through the 17th. Wow. You know, you look at some of these games, not interested in the Bills and the Bears. The Bills are 11-3. The Bears are 3-11. The Texans, 1-12-1, although they've been kind of wild the last two weekends. The Chiefs, somehow 11-3, taking on the Seahawks. The Giants and the Vikings, who were in the biggest hole ever and pulled out of it last week. That could be an interesting game, actually. But I think the game to watch is going to be the Eagles and the Cowboys. Why? Because the Cowboys could have clinched last week, and they didn't. The Eagles are 13-1. It didn't look that great in their last win, and it's at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Dallas is actually favored by 5. The over-under, 46 in this one. There's a lot of, I guess, rivalry from decades and decades of rivalry between the two teams, NFC East teams. So I think it really has to be the Eagles and the Cowboys, which is perfect for our purposes on this show anyway. So let's hope we have a winner this time around. And I would love to see Pete, who comes out of the bunker in Texas, maybe take the mantle. Hey, Pete.
Well, Jalen, who? I'd be what? A huckleberry. I think somebody just walked over your grave.
Oh, that's funny. What do you think happens in this game?
I think them Cowboys are going to stomp a mud hole in their butts.
Yeah. And what's the final score going to be?
The final score will be... they're playing in Dallas.
Cowboys and the Eagles in Dallas.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, Christy. 28-21
Cowboys?
Yep, but it's going to be 28-19.
So close. I want you to win this. I want you to do it, Pete. I would be thrilled for you. So good luck.
I'm hurting.
I know. Good luck, and happy, happy, merry, merry, and all that good stuff. I like his guess, actually, because it's within the realm of what they're saying. The Cowboys would cover that number, 28-21. This is a tough one. Like I said, the Eagles didn't look all that great in their last game. Yeah, they won it, but they didn't set the world on fire. Let's put it that way. They barely beat the Bears in the end, 25-20. And they've had a couple games like that. Remember the Colts game, 17-16? And, you know, while they stomped on a few teams like the Vikings, that was a long time ago. That was in the beginning of the season. They're showing a few little chinks, although if you listen to any of the pregame shows, you listen to Fox, they have pretty much anointed the Eagles of just going to the Super Bowl. A couple of them have anyway. But I would be careful with that prediction. So let's go to Jeremy, our technical maestro. Jeremy, what do you say?
I think it's a good game you picked, and it's going to be a good game all around. But I think it's just going to be a defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say 21 to 17.
21 to 17, Cowboys?
Eagles.
Ooh, 21-17, Eagles. All right, so you are locked and loaded too, my friend. This is, this is a tough one for me. You know, it's like every time I look at the Cowboys, I was like watching the first part of last week's game and Tony Romo saying, you know, talking about, not Tony Romo, who was it? I can't think of who it was, but whoever was doing the game, they were talking about how, wow, so, you know, looking at the Cowboys and how, what was happening, what was clicking on all cylinders for them, and I was thinking, this is what happens, and then something happens at the end of the game, an interception, a miscue, something crazy. They could have clinched a playoff spot and they didn't. And then Jacksonville beats them 40-34. So I'm not completely sold on the Cowboys not making that mental mistake, some kind of mistake at the tail end of this game. I'm going to go with the Eagles, too, and I think the score is going to be 28-24. So I think it's going to be close. Like, we're all surrounding the number, but I just don't think the Cowboys are going to do it. They have some incredible players that I think are so exciting to watch. And I think Jeremy's right. It could see a lot of a defensive game if you look at both sides of this ball, how great the defenses are. And, you know, when it comes down to it, I look at, like, who are the exciting players to watch? Micah Parsons. I mean, are you kidding? He's been amazing. Can we say amazing? People, all eyes on him, period. And then even if I were to look at the offense, if Tony Pollard finds some room on the ground, but I still think the Eagles' defense will come up just a little bit bigger, and it'll be that tight. It'll come down to a couple of miscues or a miscue at the tail end of this game. And the miscue go on the other side, and I could be wrong, but my guess is 28-24 Eagles. And then the Cowboys really are going to be up against it. And the Eagles are, doesn't matter. I mean, they've already clinched, boom, they clinched the division, everything. So it'd just be another pickup game for them. And then they have the Saints and the Giants. And then here we go, on to the playoffs. So the NFC East is pretty interesting. And this is a moment for the Cowboys. This is a big moment for the Cowboys. The rivalry, everything else that entails, and that the Cowboys lose to the Eagles, how does it shake out the rest of the way? And they've got, after the Eagles, the Titans, and they're two road games. So this is their last home game. They have the Titans and the Commanders. Both could be tricky because you just never know what Derrick Henry is going to show up, how much is he going to get the ball, and what's going to happen with the Commanders, who are shaky but still hanging in, and what are their next couple of games going to look like. So anybody who wants to still level a guess, you can until the hour's up. Just send it to me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And an announcement that next week we will not have Nail the Score because I am off. We have special shows, so we won't have Nail the Score next week, but we'll continue it the following week, which will be down to the nitty-gritty, so it'll be super, super exciting. And I still feel like with just a handful of games left, somebody can close the door on this thing. Somebody can nail the score. We have had winners in the past, and it's been pretty exciting. So, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, here's a thing to watch for that game. The Eagles are not ruling Jalen Hurts out at this point, but does Nick Sirianni really want to put Jalen Hurts, who has a sprained right shoulder, in on Saturday against the Dallas Cowboys? He might be tough, he might heal fast, but does it make really a sense to do that? That could make a big difference in this game. All right, don't worry if you emailed me. We got you. We got you covered. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.